just some of the signs from this year's Belfast Tattoo. This is the fifth year of the annual event. But what exactly is a tattoo and where did it come from? Colin Wasson, the producer of the Belfast Tattoo, explains.
Its origins lie in Holland, and really it was the call back from the pub at the end of the night by the Dutch military. The name was Tap Toe, which is close the taps, and the soldiers who were in the pubs had to make their way back to barracks. And elevated from there, where they added music to send a band into town to bring them back. So it has become a musical and dance spectacular.
Last year's tattoo had a very international feel, and this year, while there are a number of local acts, is no different. With some quite unique acts included.
Well, this year we have the college band of the RAF in with us. Fanfara Magenta from Italy, who run everywhere while they're playing. Crescendo bicycle band in from Holland, who ride everywhere on old World War I style bicycles while playing their instruments, including the drums, including trombones. We also have Winnipeg Pipes and Drums from Canada and the Imps Motorcycle Display Team. And we have a special adaptation of a couple of Queen numbers that Richard Murray from the RAF got done specially for us with the permission of Brian May from Queen. So we're looking forward to that.
But it's not just the musicians who travel across the world for the Belfast Tattoo. There is also a growing number of international visitors.
We get an awful lot of people coming in from outside Northern Ireland. This year we have sold tickets to Japan, North America, Canada. We have people who this week have just bought tickets from Paris, England. There's a coachload coming in from Scotland. And we've gained a reputation over the 5 years as doing unusual things compared to what Edinburgh would do. We're much more laid back and much more band focused. So people like that and they come to see the show.
The 2017 Belfast Tattoo sees the start of the RAF centenary celebrations in the UK. And this year's headline act is the band of the Royal Air Force College. Its director of music, Squadron Leader Richard Murray, who's from Carrickfergus, is delighted to support the tattoo, especially as it's so close to home.
Royal Air Force musicians are the top military musicians in the country, and I get to perform with them and show off their fantastic talents throughout the United Kingdom. It's an honour to be across here, to have the band perform to that home audience, and I know that they're going to love it.
But what can people expect from the main performers, as well as the overall show?
The Royal Air Force has a fantastic legacy of great tunes that people know and love, with everything to do with the magnificent men and their flying machines. However, we like to keep things popular, and with the Queen's Colour Squadron, with their continuity drill display, we like to add a little bit of a mix in there. So I think you might have heard Galway Girl and Ed Sheeran, and It's a Long Way to Tipperary. So little snippets of some tunes that the audience will love as they're watching the display. When you think about, you know, the local, the national, the international acts that we have, and everyone comes together as a real eclectic mix, you know, from the Pipes to the Italians to the Dutch, and everyone's got their own sort of take on it, and it's going to be fun bringing that all together for the grand finale.
The Belfast Tattoo is on tonight, tomorrow night and Saturday night in the SSE Arena in Belfast.